Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Browns analyst Nathan Zagura joining us last segment, as he does every single Monday here on post-Browns games. And, all right, where are we? How do we kind of move on here? And, listen, I do think, and I would expect the overall conditions of being a Browns fan to improve a little bit post this Deshaun injury, because we don't have to talk about Deshaun every single day. Because one of the things that happens when somebody has a season-ending injury is you begin to talk about the games that are being played and the results of those things and what's next. And it does feel like yesterday, in one way or another, was the culmination of Deshaun's time here. It doesn't mean he won't be on the roster next year. Doesn't mean there might not come a point in the future where he doesn't play again or does play again. Those decisions are probably 3 months away, 4 months away, at least for next year. And then the big picture decision about his contract and all that stuff, that starts as soon as this offseason and then goes into how do you kind of deal with that money in the future. But in the immediate of everything, it did feel like not only was your chance to right the ship this year lost yesterday, but I think because, listen, let's be honest, guys, they looked awful with DTR at quarterback too. And I think we can have a glimmer of hope that Jameis looked good against the prevent defense. But the one way in which the Deshaun injury gets me back here is all of a sudden the possibilities of conversations we have about the Browns are pretty endless. And so when it comes to, like, I'll be honest, I still don't understand the decision to play to have DTR as the backup and Jameis as the emergency quarterback, which honestly yesterday was an incredibly winnable game. And so I think we got a couple explanations from Kevin Stefanski today and yesterday. None of them really satiated. Like, DTR didn't look ready. He didn't look like a guy who was ready. Whether this involved, you know, Jameis's short yardage package not being in the game plan, whether this was about, hey, if we have to go from Deshaun to DTR, to a backup, we want to go to the young guy to give him a chance. Whatever it was, for like the second time in 2 years, the Browns have put DTR in an impossible situation. And I'll be honest with you, I do think as interesting as Deshaun's injury and all the different things and conversations it opens up, I think we're in full evaluation mode, which is what I think you heard there from Nathan, which is who do you move forward with and who do you get assets for? I don't think that's just about the roster that you have. I think everybody is under examination now. In a way, Deshaun, being forced to play Deshaun was the ultimate, and I mean the ultimate, get out of jail free card, because everybody just blamed Deshaun. Hey, you like Kevin Stefanski, right? It's not his fault. He's being forced to play Deshaun. So we can just absolve ourselves of the Kevin Stefanski conversation. Now that Deshaun's out for the rest of the year, there's no absolving anything. Kevin's got 10 games to either right the ship. And right the ship isn't just about winning. It's about making an offense look halfway passable again. Kevin's got 10 games to not lose the locker room. And guys, I think we're close. I don't think that has a damn thing to do with Deshaun either. Whether it was Elijah Moore getting benched in for the first quarter yesterday's game, something which Kevin didn't really speak to in any sort of meaningful way, or whether it is Jed Wills olaying yet another just, I don't know, elite level edge rusher. Like, I'll be honest, like, I want to see discipline now from Kevin Stefanski's team. I want to see this turn into a, if this is really about evaluating who's going to be here in the future and who's not, I want this to turn into a meritocracy. You want to win me over? You want me to be excited about this game on Sunday? First thing, I don't want to see Jed Wills on the field anymore. That's something I'm watching for. Because Jed, the effort, focus, accountability continues to evade him in a way that makes it tough to be a Browns fan watching him play. Maybe that's not fair, but I'll be honest with you. I think we've got enough of volume on how Jed has played. What's the next 10 games going to change when it comes to Jed Wills? So if this is like Amari Cooper where you can move on, but if Elijah Moore, if something happened where you benched him in the first quarter, which by the way, first quarter benchings, this is not Alabama. This is not Florida. It's not college. Where, hey, you whippersnapper. We got to deal with this. We're going to teach you. The guy doesn't have to be active, right? And so, I'll be honest with you. Andrew Berry's a little tougher because the things that you evaluate a GM on, the things that I hate that keep GMs their jobs. How many picks did you get? That does nothing for me. You see, laser eyes. You got a fourth rounder for Zadarius, and then you got another fourth rounder for Jack Conklin. Well, that certainly changes the fact he hasn't found a good wide receiver in the draft in 4 years. Cedric Tillman. Am I right? You got a seventh rounder for Corey Bohorquez for a punter. Well, that sure changes the fact that the draft record in general is pretty woeful. So the point is, is Andrew Berry under some sort of evaluation? Yes. But the season did become interesting when Deshaun officially was out for the rest of the season, because now it is everything should be on the table. The Deshaun injury was the great panacea, the great just stopgap. It's all Deshaun's fault, and Deshaun's the reason we're bad. And the reality is, guys, it takes more than just one guy to get to 1-6 when you came into the season coming off a playoff run with championship expectations. And so going forward, I expect the Browns to operate. Because listen, the reason why you play Jed on that contract of $15 million, the reason why you do it is, well, he gives you the best chance to win. When you're playing guys based off what they're paid, it's a big thing. I just made the shot about this is in Alabama and this is in Florida. 100%, guys, I want this to be a meritocracy. Hey, Jed, you just whiffed on Trey Hendrickson, arguably one of the 5 or 10 best edge rushers in football, and then threw a little hissy fit on. Okay, cool. You don't have to play next week. This one's on us. Hey, Elijah, we're not going to bench you for a quarter. We're going to bench you for a game. Or make a business decision on behalf of those players. Because if they continue to lose and the Browns continue to just let these guys get paid a lot of money to go out there, it's only going to make... There is a difference between losing because you're not talented enough to win. And there's a difference between not having the fight in a locker room. The latter is what gets Kevin Stefanski fired.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And everybody keeps saying, like, every time we've talked about somebody, like, hey, this doesn't feel right. Where's Kevin's responsibility in this? Whether it's been Albert or Ross Tucker or anybody, guys you're going to hear from this week, every time it's been, well, something would have to go really, really bad for it to be about Kevin this year. 10 games. I'm not wishing for this, by the way. But this year was about, can you take the next step and do the thing that this organization hasn't done since 1988 and 1989, which is sustain culture across seasons and have back-to-back winning seasons. Well, that is all the way out the window. And so I'm excited to see Cedric Tillman, who played really well yesterday. Not really understanding why Jerry Jeudy was Captain Krabby Pants yesterday, but I'm excited to see Jerry Jeudy. All right, let's go ahead and open up the offense. Hey, and here's the other thing. What's stopping Kevin from bringing back the Kubiak offense? Right? Because if that's supposed to be his whoopee, if that's supposed to be the only way he can have success, it makes a lot of sense to maybe minimize Ken Dorsey and all of a sudden you rebuild that Kubiak offense and see if you can. Because, again, it's not necessarily about winning, but it is about putting guys in a position to compete. The easy thing is to say, well, I'm going to watch the Browns the rest of the year in hopes that they get the number one pick. Yeah, that's probably the best thing that happens to them. That losing from here this season, if it is a sunk cost of a season, getting the seventh pick doesn't help you as much as getting the number one pick. Whether there's a quarterback worthy of being taken one, I have no idea. The only way to get somebody on this situation long-term at quarterback, it's probably DTR doing it. And if DTR can't do it, well, it probably makes sense that you draft a quarterback next year because then you don't have to worry about bringing in a veteran to go ahead and play while Deshaun rehabs. And then, by the way, you're not really going to be able to afford a veteran of substance. So it's going to be another Jacoby. It's going to be another Joe Flacco. It's going to be another guy who there's a reason that that person is available at this point in their career, which probably leads to more losing. So even if next year is another year of development or whatever, retooling, rebuilding, whatever, okay, but it's got to be leading somewhere. But there are now plenty of reasons. Because the Deshaun thing is no longer hanging over this roster, there is now obvious things to watch for the rest of the season. But the number one thing is, see if Kevin Stefanski can lead his way out of this abyss. Because I don't know it's definitive. I think it's very easy to say today, well, he's gone. I don't know. I can't say anything for certain today. But how it looks for Kevin going forward, how that locker room looks, whether they have fight, all the different tributaries of all this, that is going to go a long way into deciding whether it's this year or next year, how much power, how much say, how much leeway Kevin really has. 216-474-0092. So now that it's not Deshaun, going into really all this, it's been about, can Deshaun pull the nose up on the plane? Now that Deshaun is off in rehab land, what are the things you're looking for the rest of this season? Let's go with Mike in Vermilion. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Mr. Wilson?
Not much, buddy. What you got?
I am not a supporter of Andrew Berry. I am a supporter of trading Myles Garrett, trying to get a first, possibly two first rounds, other draft picks. I am a fan of getting rid of Denzel Ward, but if you were to get rid of your key players, you have to get another GM because Andrew Berry, I mean, his first number one draft pick was Jedrick Wills. So that's all I have to say is that we're in a pretty bad situation. It doesn't matter how many draft picks we stack. We are going to have a horrible team if Andrew Berry is still the GM. Thank you.
Mike, appreciate you. I have no interest in trading Miles. Miles messaging yesterday, I said in the first hour of the show, I thought it was flawed. I certainly empathize with his frustration about, you know, this idea that fans were cheering Deshaun's injury, but how he went about it wasn't a fan of. Also, it's the second year in which Miles has tried to tell fans how to fan. I'm not really crazy about that. I'd like Miles to be here the rest of his career. I don't want to let momentary I'll be honest with you guys. You could get five first rounders for Miles. I just don't think I think you're just going to be trying to find another Miles. He is a unicorn. He should play the rest of his career here. Almost anybody else? Yeah, it's a conversation. 216-474-0092. What are you watching the rest of the season for with the Browns? Like, what is the new thing? If the first seven games were all about Deshaun and can he do it? Will he do it? What are the next 10 games about for the Cleveland Browns? 92.3 The Fan.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.